Polias 3, Tablet 7, Chapter 2. Chapters 2 and 3 are messages that are sent to the seven churches. Each church can be viewed as one psychic center, and at the same time can refer to one symbol in the greatest sign and its corresponding religions. Each message contains the meaning of one of those churches, the pitfalls in that stage, and how they should be avoided, and eventually, what is the reward of overcoming these pitfalls. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, "These things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks." Revelation 2:1. The church of Ephesus can be viewed as the first chakra. At the same time, it refers to the first awakening of the consciousness and latent spiritual forces in the human, first step in the eternal divine path. "Who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks" shows that it is Christ who revealed all the truth of the religions to humanity. Another meaning is that each person is a consciousness in the middle of his chakras, as Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, struggling to overcome the lower nature, so becoming Christ, Krishna. "I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars." Revelation 2:2. Who are these people that awaken their consciousnesses which are in the first chakra, or those who, for the first time, open their eyes more to the realities of their environment and the goal of their lives? These are the poor in spirit, Matthew 5:3, who have worked hard to obtain real satisfaction in their lives. Instead, they find more and more evil going around them. They try to find real guidance, apostles, in order to be led to the truth. Instead, they find that all those who consider themselves to be teachers and guides are liars or are as lost as themselves. That is why the person becomes discouraged as he sees all the plays people engage in to get by in life. He or she sets out to search for the truth. That is the reason the yogis left the regular life and isolated themselves in mountains or jungles to find the truth within, because they felt the truth could not be found by following men. Therefore, the first symbol in our sign is related to the teachings of the Far East mystical paths, which work to awaken or raise the latent consciousness from the first chakra to higher chakras. However, as long as man is lost in the attraction of the external world and gets along with the plays of society, he will not even search to find what the real truth is. When he finds that all the guidance he used to follow is as lost as himself, then he will start to search his own soul in order to find the truth. "And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted." Revelation 2:3. "And hast borne, and hast patience." Why have these people borne? They have endured because they became different. They stopped playing and became searchers of the truth. Society does not like those who are different. That is why they become outcasts and will endure hardships in their search for finding the truth. Their patience leads them to the truth. "For my name's sake." What is his name? His name is the truth. So, they will bear persecution for the sake of the truth. Those who persist and do not faint will find it. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Revelation 2:4. What was these people's first love? It was the external world. It was the society that they were first in love with. They tried to find the reality and the truth in it, but they did not. So they leave their first love. God is against it. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2:5. The sentence, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, completely shows what the first love means. The first love is where the person has first fallen from, the society. He or she has fallen from the society and became discouraged about its teachings and plays. Do the first works. The first works are to bring others to this realization that the truth is only in spirit and to try to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Otherwise, I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place. You will not reach anywhere. You will only become an escapist by leaving your first love, and you will lose further realization of the spiritual life. That is exactly what happened to the Far East. Candlestick means the light of guidance. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitanes, which I also hate. Revelation 2:6. The deeds of the Nicolaitanes are the evil things and false guidance in society. People who are poor in spirit are escapists, and the Lord God does not want them to be that way, poor in spirit. Yet he likes them because they hate evil things and false guides, Nicolaitanes. Refer to Revelation 2:2. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Means that those who have their eyes, third eyes, opened, will understand when the truth behind these revelations is explained and what the message of the Spirit is to each church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, means that whoever understands that life is a struggle and that a person should stay in society and perfect himself in order to set an example for others, I will help him to reach pure consciousness, which is life eternal. The tree of life is the pattern in which a person progresses in spiritual understanding, which is in the midst of the paradise of God or the human body. It can be referred to as the raising of the kundalini through the chakras. These people are the ones who were mourning and will be comforted, Matthew 5:4. They will eat of the tree of life and are the conquerors of the souls, conquering and to conquer, Revelation 6:2. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive, Revelation 2:8. What is the church in Smyrna? It is the second symbol in our sign, the Star of David, the Seal of Solomon. It also refers to the second chakra. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty means that those who had overcome escapism will start to fight with evildoers and liars. they will go through tribulation, become outcast, and be struck with poverty. But thou art rich means, but you are rich in spirit and life, because you have an ideology for which to fight and a goal for which to strive. However, those who lie, do evil, and are lost in Maya are rich in material things, but are poor in spiritual wealth. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Jews were supposed to be the children of Israel, those who struggle with God or elected ones, and should have shown humanity that the kingdom of heaven on earth is necessary for human progress. They should have tried to establish it. Hence, those who do not strive to bring this ideal are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of those things refers to suffering and being persecuted. Be faithful and do not fear death, because I will give thee a crown of life. There is not such a thing as death for a realized soul. He dies of knowledge and will gain eternal life. It is true that in this state a person is in his second chakra. However, if he is so sincere as to be ready to sacrifice all, even his life, for truth and his ideology, then he has overcome the attraction of this external world. If a person who reaches this point, where nothing can stop him from fighting for truth, is killed, then he is martyred and becomes a martyr. Such a person will reach pure consciousness because he is worthy of it. I will give thee a crown of life. This is also promised in both the Quran and Bhagavad Gita. A war to establish justice such as this one opens the doors of heaven. Happy is he who fights such a war. Not to fight such a righteous battle is to disregard your sacred duty and honor. And that is sin, transgression of the law, Dharma, Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita 2, verses 32 and 33. Do not think of those who are slain in the way of God, righteous war, as dead. No, indeed, they are with their Lord. Quran, the family of Imran, Ali Imran, 169. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2:11. Those who overcome their fears and attachments to this external life will gain everlasting life. They will reach pure consciousness. These are the people who are meek, who will inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5, and will gain eternal life. Revelation 2:11. The power will be given to them to take peace from the earth, Revelation 6:4.